Philippians chapter 4. And to bring us into the context again, I want to begin reading at verse 4. Philippians chapter 4. And beginning in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes under all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word again today. Lord, what a blessing so far it's been to be here in your house. Thank you for the reminder of how you are an active part of our lives every single day. And Father, that you care and you desire us to not only hear your word, but to do it. Lord, in your instruction all the way back from the children of Israel, Lord, was to be obedient to the things that they had heard and learned. And, Father, I just pray you help us to understand that again today as you confirm that with us. Help us, Lord, as we look at a very, very familiar verse of Scripture, but we remind ourselves the guidelines of it. Sometimes when you get to, when we get a very familiar passage like this, Lord, we blast through it and we may hear it said in different forms, but we don't take into account every careful word in your Bible. So Father, help us as we just hone this verse down and remind ourselves the truth of it. Lord, be with my mind. Help it to speak the things which are necessary, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. That is not my job to pick subjects that reach every heart in here. Lord, your word, as it's spoken, the Holy Spirit takes it and uses it in each one of our lives to convict, to instruct, to encourage, and so that we can, again, leave changed, so we can be more equipped to carry on your service and your work here in this world. So, Father, I thank you again for this day. Be with your word in Jesus' name. Amen. So today's text, verse 13, very, very familiar verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Okay, many of us have that bumper sticker somewhere, or you got a, bookmark in your Bible with that written. I think many of us can quote this one off the top of our heads. But sometimes because of that, because the way verses are familiar, we may not pay attention to some of the key things in it. And I want to point out three specific things to this verse to remind us so that we can be careful with it, all right? Because sometimes we just roll these verses off. And I know some of you already were like, oh, sir, verse is so familiar. I can just zone out. Please don't zone out. Okay, because there's a few things that I really want to make sure that we're understanding about this verse. All right, so there's three important parts I want to remind us about this verse. I want to remind us about the power, I want to remind us about the person, and I want to remind us about the process. Okay, there's three important parts to this verse. Okay, and we're going to look at all three of those very quickly here this morning. Haha, quickly that was. Right, Jenny? Quickly. All right. The first part of it is reminding ourselves what this means when the Bible says, I can do all things. Okay? Because we got to be careful with this, because I've heard this verse used in a lot of strange ways in regards to this. So the first thing, what it means, I can do, meaning I have the ability, I have the might, I have the force, I can do. All right? How many of you, and we're going to address this several times during this morning, how many of you ever had a situation and the Lord's asked you to do something and you've said, I can't? Now, I know the answer to that. Every single one of us have said that once or twice in our lives. Well, the reminder here is, I can. I can do all things. And that's going to be the key that I want to hinge everything on this morning, is this is making sure that when God is speaking to us about serving him, that we know how to say, I can do, not I can't do. Now, take the context, and I want to remind us, that's why we read all this. You know what the Apostle Paul was saying? Man, I've learned whatsoever state I am in, whether things are going well or things are going lousy, that in all things, everywhere, I've learned both how to be full and how to be hungry. You see the context? Paul says, I can do all things. Now, what does that mean? Now, I want to, please stick with me, because this is kind of crazy out there in the Christian world sometimes, and maybe in our minds once in a while. This word does not mean I can do everything or I can do anything. Okay? Lord, my entire life, I really wanted to fly. Okay? I want a big S across my chest. I want to wear the blue tights with the red underwear. Okay, I want to fly. So you know what? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So that means I can fly. Right? Okay, what is it? Over the building, with single bound. You know, I'm saying that very facetiously. I hope you get that. We understand that this verse does not mean that anything that we want to do, we can do. Right? I can't remember the guy's last name, and I'm not even sure if it's this verse, so you can't historically take me to task at this one. But there's a fella who has been in a family of acrobats and circus performers for a while, and they're known for tightrope walking. Okay? When the buildings were still standing, the Twin Towers, he walked between the two. Walendas. All right, that's what I thought, the great Walendas. I was being careful because all I can think of was the Waldenses, and that's the ones we've been talking about on Wednesday night, which is a Christian group that, you know, of believers that existed back in the, like, 1400s. Walendas. And he did the Grand Canyon. He's done other things. And he has a testimony for Christ. But one of the things, and I thought it was this one. If I'm wrong, please, you know, that's all right. But he's walking the thing, and he's reciting some Bible verse. Now, my brain told me it was this one. I couldn't find it for sure. But this idea where I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, meaning I can jump off this 20-story building and land in a thimble. Because I can do all things. Okay? I want us to understand, because sometimes in Christianity, Christians will take this verse as some sort of incantation. Meaning if they say it enough and convince themselves enough of it, that no matter what's going on, no matter what they want to do in their lives, they can accomplish it for God. Okay, now I want us to make sure that that is not what this is talking about. The Apostle Paul in the context is saying, whatever situation God brings me into to serve him, I can do that for the Lord Jesus Christ and through him. That doesn't mean anything I want to do, but that means specifically the things that God has asked me to be a part of, okay, in serving him. Yes, there's the key, and we talked about this has been the theme this morning. And again, it's tough when we follow Sunday school, because I want to just keep referencing back to it, man. There's so many things God taught us again in Exodus chapter 16 this morning. Okay, it is about trusting God. But when it says, I can do all things, that doesn't mean anything I want to do. I want to travel to outer space without a suit. Again, I'm being silly, but sometimes as Christians, we begin to file this into what I want to do, not what he wants me to do. And remember, the context is the Apostle Paul says, I've learned, I've been instructed how that whatever state I am in, that I'll be content. I've learned that whether I'm brought low or whether I'm excess, in all things, I can do it. And remember, that's the key. That's the theme we're going to look at. I can do. Not I can't do, I can do. So the key is not what we want, but what he wants. So we have to look at who is the power behind this. I can do all things through Christ. That doesn't mean I'm going to be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Here I come to save the day. Oh, that's Mighty Mouse. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong one. But we have to be careful, because sometimes in Christianity we get this idea that as long as I got this verse in the back of my head, no matter what I want to do, I'm going to be able to do. That is not what this verse says. That is not the context. The context is wherever God brings me, whatever place I am in serving him, I can make it through because I trust him and he will always take care of me. We'll reference again Sunday school. Sometimes God brings us through the tough times to teach us. Sometimes he brings us through the good times to remind us how awful it was in the bad times. God is continually instructing us. I can do, period. What can I do? All things. Not everything, not anything, but all the things that God has laid for me to do it. He has given me the ability to go through it and wouldn't ask me to do it. Now, let's take off the rose-colored glasses for a moment, because a lot of times as Christians, when we look at this verse and say, I can do all things through Christ, we think that means all good things. You know, Wednesday night, folks, we've been talking about how many people were martyred for their faith. So let me put it to you this way. I can be burned at the stake through Christ, which strengthens me. But sometimes, see, as a human beings, we want to put, I can do all the good things in my mind through Christ, which strengthens me. It doesn't say that, does it? Sometimes that means we can go through the most horrific thing through Christ. Yes? You with me? Imprisonments, beating. We can go back and read what we read last week about the Apostle Paul saying, listen, in perils of water, in perils of this, in perils of that, I was whipped, this many times I was thrown in jail, I was stoned and left for dead. Woohoo! But sometimes when we take this verse as Christians, we want to hold it up as a banner of everything that's going to happen in my life is good. That's where we get into the danger of this power of positive thinking kind of Christianity. That everything good should be happening to me. If it's not good, then something is wrong. Paul says, I've learned to both be abased and abound. In all things, I can do all things. Now, that's the first part. We have to remember what we can do. This does not mean just anything we want to. It has to do with our work for the Lord. But there's a second part I want to remind us here, and that is the person involved in this. And I'm not talking about me, and I'm not talking about Paul. I'm talking about Christ. I can do all things through... You with me in the verse? What does it say? I can do all things through Christ. Now, I did a little homework, a little extra homework this week because of a discussion we had on Wednesday night about different Bible versions. You would not believe how many different Bible versions say, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. And they take Christ out of this verse. First thing I got to ask you is, who's the him then? Now, weird guys, I will throw out a couple of words for the Wednesday night group. In the Alexandria text, in the Latin Vulgate text, the original, There is no Christ written in there. It says him. But we know those original versions, the people who translated him didn't believe that Jesus Christ was God. So the version, some of them that we have now, say, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Now be careful with that, please. Now you and I, good Christians, can say, oh, absolutely. But if I'm saying that to a Buddhist, who is the him that strengthens him? If I'm saying that to a Muslim, if I'm saying that to a Satanist, who then is the him? Why in the world would anybody want to take Christ out of this? Christ, right. Well, very important that we understand that, that this is Christ. Plus, there's something, and I've been getting more on this too, about just the laziness in some of the translation. Do you know, okay, roll back to high school. For many of you, that's over 100 years ago. When you have a pronoun, there needs to be an antecedent. Okay, example. I'm going to his house for lunch. Whose house? Anybody have an idea? No, because I haven't given you an antecedent. Now, if I said I was on the phone with Jim, I'm going to his house for lunch. We're going to the pub for lunch. That was funny, Jim. I like that. All right, we're going to the pub for lunch. Now you know who the him is, right? Jim. Well, there is no, if you say I can do all things through him that strengthens, there's no identification of who the him is. Don't let anything take Christ out of his proper position. Because without Christ, we are an absolute mess. Look at your word, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. We're going to flip around for a minute, so keep your finger here. We'll be back. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. We're going to talk about our Lord Jesus Christ for a minute here and take a break and remember all the things we can do through him. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. The reason I live, the reason you and anybody else lives, is because of Christ. So when it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Matthew chapter 16. Please don't forget all this and where we base all what we can do and all our strength and all our ability. Matthew chapter 16. The Lord Jesus Christ is asking Peter and the apostles, who do men say that I am? And they give a couple ideas. Couple of general thoughts that are being bounced around out in the media. But then Jesus pins it down and says to Peter in verse 15. But Peter said unto him, declare unto me this. Am I in the right passage? Matthew chapter 16. I'm looking at 15. Sorry, them new bifocals are coming, I promise. And he said unto him, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Never forget who we get our ability to live our life through. It is Christ. I can do all things, not through him, through Christ. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and then we're going to look at the opposing side of this in a minute, but 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And Well, you just look at verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Paul says, listen, I got some weaknesses. I got some this thorn in the flesh. I got some failures in my life. But you know what? I'll glory in those that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I can do all things because of who Jesus Christ is. Now, I'm not being disrespectful, but I'm not talking about God the Father. This is specifically the Lord Jesus. Want to know one of the reasons why Jesus came to earth as God? Because he wanted to show us that we can live this life as a human being pleasing to God. Now, yeah, we're going to fall, we're going to struggle, but it doesn't mean you throw your hands up and throw the towel and say, I quit. Jesus came here on this earth, and remember, we've referenced this verse several times where it says, and he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus Christ came here to show us that you and I can. That's why this can't just be God the Father. This is Christ. It is Jesus himself. Okay? John 15. Yep, John chapter 15. Familiar passage. This is the passage where the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the vine. You are the branches. But there's an amazing thing I want us to see in reference to what we're talking about right here. John chapter 15. Let's just start at verse 1. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth forth fruit, he beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. The end of verse 5. For without me, you can do nothing. I can do all things through Christ. Without Christ, you're not going to be able to accomplish anything for the Lord. It's something that is... a great reminder. There are so many people who call themselves Christians and try to serve God and try to lay works before God, but they do it without having the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's an amazing reminder here. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, you can do nothing. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We're talking here about Christ. So that you got to have an active personal relationship with Jesus. Yeah, you know what I find interesting? It doesn't say I can do all things through my great knowledge of the Word of God. I can do all things because of my membership in my church. I can do all things because I give a lot of money. If we had a lot of money. Yeah, I look across the board. We're not rolling in anywhere, are we? Okay, I can do all things because I can do all things through Christ. Now, did you catch this verse we just read about the vine? This is the abide passage. If you abide in me and I in you, you need to abide. You know what that word means? Have you ever invited somebody to your house and said, "Welcome to my humble abode"? It's the place where you dwell. It's a place where you live. It's where you spend all your time. God says you want to be able to thrive, to be able to do all those things, you need to abide. You need to dwell. You need to have an active, daily, personal relationship with Christ. We said so many times that many of us know the Word of God, but we're not so familiar with the God of the Word. Just because you have familiarity with some words written in a page, that's great, and that helps us in our doctrine, and that keeps us straight in what we're teaching. But we need to have a personal relationship with Christ. I can do all things through the Bible. No, I can do all things through Christ. He has got to be your Lord. He has got to be your love. Diane, I love you. And Diane sometimes comes out with some things. She just blurts them right out. But you know what? Some of the things I love a lot about Diane is she says, you know what? I just would love to give Jesus a hug. Listen, sometimes I want to just say, shh. But you know what? I know for one thing, in her heart, she loves the Lord Jesus Christ. Bruce, too. There's some people who have got a tremendous knowledge of the Word of God, but it's like talking to a dead fish. And there's other people who just love Jesus, and they're trying to do their best every single day. I can do all things through Christ, not just through knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up. You got to have an active relationship. So we're talking about there's a power, there's a person. It's Jesus. Look the next two verses here. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered, and men gather him and cast him to the fire, and they be burned. Verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, wouldn't that be great? Now, sometimes, again, Christians will grab hold of this and say, see, whatever you ask Jesus, he'll do. I can do all things, anything. If you want to fly, just ask Jesus. Notice very carefully what it says. If you abide in him and his word abides in you, there's some serious qualifications here. You can't just ask Jesus to be your Savior and he's going to do everything you ask him to. Yep, power of prayer and abiding in him. If you abide in Christ, you have that personal relationship with him, you understand that without him, it is impossible to do anything. And then you let his word come and abide in you. Now, all of a sudden, he changes those things you will. When that's a relationship you have with God, you're no longer interested in flying. Come on, I'm being silly, you can get a smile. He said you can ask what you will. Why? Because if you're abiding in him and his word is abiding in you, you know exactly what you need to ask for. Okay, remember we talked a while back about prayer and how we don't get the things we ask for because we ask amiss, or we're asking it outside of his will because, Lord, I really, really, really would love that brand new Hummer. Big four-wheel drive, you know. The old one that looks like the deuce and a half with the, you know, exhaust coming out the hood. You know, Lord, and you promised me if I would ask for these things, I'd get them with a snowplow on. That's the key, with a snowplow. Now, I got to ask you a question. And some of us, for good, solid, Bible-believing, in church every week, serving the Lord folks, do you believe the verses we just read? That I can do all things through Christ, and without him I can do nothing? Because if we really believe that, I think we'd be pursuing a closer relationship with him every day. We wouldn't have to be reminded daily to get in the Word of God and pray, would we? If we really believe that without Jesus we could do nothing, then I need Jesus today. And I can do all the things he wants me to do. I don't ever have to say I can't. My answer can always be I can if I'm in the proper relationship with Jesus. Man, I'd be on the telephone with Jesus every minute. But we get so busied about and so cumbered and so distracted, before you know it, it's been a couple of days since we've picked up the Word of God, spent any time in prayer. And I don't mean, ooh, my daily bread has three verses for me to read in a couple of paragraphs. I'm all set. Because it doesn't say I can do all things through my daily bread reading. Or my chapter for this week. We can do nothing without Him, but we can accomplish anything He asked us to do with Him. Isn't it important to understand how we need to pursue Him daily? So I want to look at the process. Now, here's the part of this verse that we may go, wait a second. Because sometimes our brains automatically make this into nowadays English. But let me call you to attention to something about the very particular words of this verse. Are you looking at it with me? And again, I dealt with sort of the other translation. Listen, there are 5,000 different copies of original Greek to reference with this verse. Only three of them leave out Christ and change this verse. All the rest of them are a little bit more careful, but the majority of newer versions have it twisted a little bit because it has come through. And if you're on Wednesday night Bible study, I'm not going to explain this whole thing, but Wednesday night Bible study, the majority of Christianity, quote-unquote Christendom, Protestant and everything else, has filtered through one area, and that's why the majority of what we have is a certain thing. But when you look and say the originals, three of them say it the wrong way, 5,000 of them say it the right way, which is what we're reading. Remember I talked about how on Wednesday night, guys, that God has always had a remnant, which has the truth? Listen carefully to this verse and what it doesn't say. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It does not say, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. It's different. If you say, which strengtheneth me, then what are you talking about? You're talking about the action of doing all things. It does not say, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Now again, I'm not going to get into the debate. I know He strengtheneth us. Okay, just a reference back to Sunday school. Hope you can make it. But Exodus chapter 15, we just got done studying it. Verse 2, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Look it up. You can find a billion verses, not many, but a lot of verses referencing the fact that He is my strength. He is my tower. He is my shield. He's my buckler. I understand that we get strength through Christ, but that is not what this verse is saying. The process of doing all things through Christ is what strengthens me. Dan said it this morning. We'll hit it again. We said it last week. When God brings me through a tough time, that strengthens me. When God shows Himself mighty on my behalf again and again and again and again, that is what strengthens me in this passage. Yes, He is my strength. But it's the fact that when I do what I am asked to do and God on my behalf comes through with His power, it shows me and teaches me and helps me to understand and grow. If you're going to be a person who wants to be strengthened, now let's just take it physically for a moment, and I've said this before, but it's a truth that's throughout God's Word. I go to the gym tomorrow, I lift weights, and boom, I am strengthened. I can walk away, and I'm all set. Because that one visit strengthens. Is that how it works? If I am going to become strengthened, how many times I got to go to the gym? over and over and over. Now, maybe you don't go every day, or if you do, I'll give you some coaching. You don't weightlift every day. You weightlift, then you do cardio, then you do this. You got to split it up a little bit. Linda's there. She's a pro. Okay. If you're going to be strengthened, it's something that takes day after day after day after day after day victory. If you go once to the gym and you don't show up for another 6 months, don't expect to be strengthened. How about breaking a bad habit? You've been addicted to something, or something's got a hold of your life, and how do you get over that? Now, sometimes cold turkey, and God could do an amazing thing, and somebody will just drop them cigarettes and they're done with it. Never again. But you know what? That's not necessarily how it works with everybody. Sometimes you got to put those down and at the end of the day say, I was done. I had a good day. I got a victory. And then tomorrow comes and you don't go, whew, I beat it yesterday. I'm all done. Do you? Today, you got to take a, and you know, before you know it, a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, a month goes by, 6 months go by, and you begin to think, hallelujah, that doesn't have a hold on me anymore. It's not a one-time deal. It's a process that happens on a daily basis. I can do all things through Christ, and that strengthens me. Through Christ, I can do the things he asked me to, and because daily I can do those things, I learn that that strengthens me. I can, when I'm abased and things are miserable and things are awful and I don't know where the next thing is coming from, I can make it through that through Christ, and that helps me to be strengthened. Now, I like this, strengtheneth. I know it's a little bit old English, but it doesn't mean a one-time deal. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. I am now Uber. I am Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, this one-time deal, I am now the Terminator, right? I am super strong. No, strengtheneth, meaning it's a continual strengthening. That's where sometimes as Christians we've gotten a hold of this verse. It's become so familiar that we've forgotten to look at it carefully. Because I believe the Lord Jesus Christ and I trust him, that I can do nothing without him, but through him I have the ability to do whatever it is he's asked me to do. I can trust that, and I know that I can answer, yes, Lord, I can. Because of him. Now, because of that, it doesn't matter whether I'm being abased, whether I'm in prison, or I'm suffering an ailment. Like Paul said, listen, no matter what's going on, I've learned to take glory in my infirmities. Why? So God's power through the Lord Jesus Christ can rest upon me every single day. Now, there's days we abound. Woohoo! We get up, everything's smooth sailing, we love it. All right, Lord, let's hit the world running today. I've got bags of energy, Lord. I'm up in the spirit. Everything's good. Remember that. Because there will be days where you got to drag yourself out of bed. And you look at the world in front of you and you go, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't have the energy to process what's going on in my own mind right now. Let alone if you put someone in my life and they ask me about Jesus, let alone with all the burdens that are on my shoulders, Lord, I have no idea. If somebody comes to me and tells me one more bad news, I'm just going to pop. I have enough trouble with my own stuff that I got right now. I can do all things through Christ. Because as I learn to do all things through Christ, it strengthens me. Monday morning faith. You know, there's a lot of Christians that run that way. There's a whole denomination or two that get charged up on a Sunday and then they slide downhill until they get together on Wednesday, and then they slide downhill until they get together on Sunday, and they're just giving themselves a little jump start every time. because we forget what this is all about. The fact that God has brought me through some of the most awful times. I mean, look, go back. Be here in Sunday school. Go listen to the tape. Where Dan has reminded us that, you know, we've probably been through something worse than we are going through right now. It's just we're humans. We forget. You know, it's in the past. No big deal. Please remember, the fact that you and I can go through a rough time just demonstrates the power of God to bring us through a rough time. If we would learn that all these things that God brings our way, what does the verses before this say? I know, verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I know how to abase and how to abound. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I am instructed both to be full and be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ, and those things which he brings me through strengtheneth me. The individual words are careful. It doesn't say who strengthens me. It says which. The things which God brings us through help us to understand he'll bring us through the next thing. Now, what does that mean? What if all of a sudden we start suffering real persecution in this country, where Christians are getting killed for their faith and somebody's standing behind you with a sword saying, deny Jesus or we're lopping your head off? I can do all things through Christ. Because whether he brings me out of this situation unscathed or whether he graduates me to heaven, I can do all things. So the next time we read this verse, remind yourself this is a daily victory process. Did you have a good day yesterday? I did. You know why? It was a moderate day. But here's the question. Is a bad day really a bad day? Oh, man. All right, one more. I wasn't going to put this in my notes, but there are three young fellas who refused to bow down and worship an image which Nebuchadnezzar set up. And they said, Nebuchadnezzar said, listen, if you don't bow down to this image, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. And those three men said something amazing. They said, we believe our God can deliver us from this. But even if he doesn't deliver us from this, we're still not going to bow down. Now that turned into a really bad day, which turned into a really good day. Because they got thrown into the fiery furnace. Really bad day. Okay? Doesn't get a whole lot worse. But all of a sudden, they were in the presence of the Son of God, who brought them through probably the worst day and gave us something to hang on to in the Scripture. And over and over and over, guys, how many times did something that could have turned out would be qualified as the absolute worst day of your life, God brought them through. Daniel and the lions, they just keep going, guys. Oh my word, how this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. And God brings us through and strengthens us. So even if yesterday wasn't such a great day, you're here today, aren't you? God brought you through, didn't he? Maybe he's still in the process of bringing you through. He's done it before, hallelujah. Will he do it again? Because I can do it. Now this is again, we got to file this back to where it started with. It doesn't say I can do anything. I can do everything. I can do my thing. I can do all things that Jesus Christ has laid before me. I can be abased. I can abound. He will bring me through. Now bringing you through may mean you go to heaven with cancer. Or you go to heaven in a car accident. That's not God failing. That's God bringing you all the way through. He didn't just bring you through to tomorrow. He brought you through all the way home. So a couple questions. First of all, are you in Christ today? Because if you're here and you're talking about, I can do all these things through Christ, if you do not have a relationship with him as your Savior, you can do nothing. Didn't the Bible just say that? Without him, without me, you can do nothing. If you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life as your Savior, don't expect to be able to be successful for him. Number two, are you in a close walk with Christ? Do we truly realize that an active relationship with Jesus is the key? I got to be careful with this. I love studying the Word of God. But it never says anywhere that I'm going to be getting victory because of my studying of the book. Because you know what? There's lots of other people who study the Bible and get on TV and talk about the Bible. And I can tell you right now, they are not believers. It is about a relationship. It's about the person. The last thing is you reminding yourself, are you realizing that this is a process? We had a chance to be downstairs and pray, and we, the three of us guys down there, talked about some issues in our lives. And we were able to remind us that sometimes God gives us where puts us in a place we are so he can show us how he will deliver us. Over and over and over in Exodus, we are reminded that God was doing all these things to show himself real to his people. He's not stopped doing that. I can do all things because I know he will bring me through. Don't say I can. I can't. Let's be the kind of people that say I can. If God's asking you to do something, but Lord, I don't know how, but I can. But God, I don't see how this is going to work, but I can, because he'll bring us through. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word and how careful it is. Lord, it's not just things we can just rattle off because they're, you know, phrases we use in Christianity. There's specifics to these things. This is not just getting strength because of who you are. This is getting strength through being low sometimes, being high sometimes, being content in where you have brought us and trusting you. And so, Father, when this verse comes up and it's brought to our minds, we don't quote it off as some sort of magic words, some spell we cast to make everything go well. That's completely opposite of what the context here is. Lord, the context here is, no matter if times are good or if times are bad, I can. Because you give me the ability, it is you who has put us in this ministry, and it is you who can give us the situation to get through it. And so, Father, I just pray again. A lot of things going on in this world, a lot of things going on in our lives. And Lord, some of us may be riding on a high right now, and hallelujah for that time, where Lord, we can praise and glorify you because you give us the victory over and over and over. Lord, and maybe some of us are a little low. And Lord, it's these times that we can remind ourselves that you will have your way. I can do this. And Lord, no matter what that this means, it may not turn out the way we would like. But Father, if we'd understand that we trust in you and your plan. So Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what it teaches us. Bless us now as we share the Lord's Supper together. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.